What church are you?
South Congregational Church.
Okay. How has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
I think it has brought it to light a little bit more than normal, just because there's some confusion and fear. And I was thinking they always say there's no atheists in a foxhole. It brings it to light, but I think it's nice that I've always had that routine or that in the background to just rely on anyway, and now it just goes a little deeper. So it helps me with my fear and confusion and all that. So.
Okay. Is your religious community still gathering currently, and how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
They are not gathering. It's very quiet at the church. The only person there, I guess, is the secretary. But they are doing online services and a lot more. There's a Vespers, which we've never had. Morning and afternoon prayer. My pastor writes books, so he's written a book on the pandemic. And so there's a lot more stuff going on. He's always done like a Bible study and a theology reflection group. But now he's doing a lot more. And it's kind of fun because you get to look in on what's going on in times when you might not, you've been so busy you haven't been able to do it. So, yeah, they're not gathering. We do online worship and, you know, all of that stuff. But, it's kind of nice that there's so much more going on.
Yeah. So. Okay. Is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? If so, what are those efforts?
Oh, boy. Tons. Our assistant pastor and a couple of the choir members work at the Duffy Health Center. So they are now setting up, actually, I'm going to be making lunches, or what they are setting up a program where they provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner to what they usually would have the Noah Shelter or St. Joseph's House. So they're setting up a way to shower because the Noah Shelter is closed. There's people that are staying at the shelter but still have a job, need to shower and change and have meals and stuff like that. So they're doing that. We normally do a whole bunch of stuff with the community anyway, so that's ongoing. I can't think of all the things we do. There's tons of things going on, but it's just a little bit more intensified. Like there's more call for us to bring food or supplies to some of our congregants that are sheltering at home, like the older people anyway. And we would bring stuff to them, but there's more of them now that need our help. So, yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.